101 The Fox, Kansas City's classic rock station. Good morning, Slacker with you here, 576-77FX. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, Memorial Weekend, we're going to do the top 500 songs as voted by you, the Fox listeners, top 500. And if you got an opportunity, well, you've got, I guess, till Thursday to get your votes in. So you can go online and vote 101thefox.net. There is a new book out. Dave's Music Database presents the top 100 songs of the rock era from 1954 to 1999. Dave Whitaker is in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dave Whitaker. How are you, Dave?
I am doing good. Thanks for having me in, Slacker.
Local
I appreciate
guy
it.
Guy for a change on my show. I like
there
that.
There you go.
What brought the light bulb in your head to do this book?
Well, I got to admit, I am a music geek through and through.
As anybody really is, you know? I mean, we're all geeks in that way. I love music.
But I am fascinated with best of lists. And there's lots of them out there, as sure. You were just saying. KCFX is doing their own Memorial Day countdown. Over the years, I've pulled together lots of these lists, averaged them together to come up with this book and say, okay, well, lots of lists out there. These are the songs that come out on top over and over on these lists.
Consistently, people choose the songs, do you think, based upon their true passion and belief, or do they buy and vote for the songs that they think is right to vote, say the top 10? If you just broke it down to the top 10, do people go, well, we're going to put Stairway, we're going to put, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird. Do you think they really want those songs, or do they think they're supposed to put those songs in?
I think it reaches a point that people just are like, well, Stairway to Heaven is a classic, we got to put it in the list.
Sure.
But there's also a reason, I think, that the classics become classics. You know, once they get to that status, everybody says, oh, they're overplayed, I don't want to hear them anymore. But obviously people do want to hear them still.
Thank God they want to hear them. Talking this morning with local guy Dave Whitaker. His new book is in stores now. You can pick it up on Amazon.com as well. It's the top 100 songs of the rock era from 1954 to 1999. Let's talk about the top 10. You list Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, a song that has a very iconic riff. Even if you're not a fan of Nirvana, you know the song.
Oh, yeah. Some people have said it's the most important song of the 90s, maybe the most important song of the last 25 years even. Another good example of one of those songs that just becomes iconic and maybe has gained more status than it necessarily deserves, but it represented an era.
Your number 9 song is one of my favorites, The Eagles and Hotel California.
Yeah, Hotel California, interesting concept behind that song because there's lots of speculation. What does this song mean? What does this song mean? And Don Henley has come out and said things like, oh, yeah, it was just kind of a statement about Los Angeles at the time. It was just about decadence in general. And a lot of it was just kind of the band's reflection on, here's what fame has done to us. But, of course, there's all kinds of concepts
conspiracy theorists.
Here's what it's really about. Yeah.
Number 8 you have down is Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel.
Like you've pointed out, a lot of these songs are just those songs that have gotten played over and over again. That's definitely one of those. And, you know, I doubt the Fox is playing that one too often, but when it comes to adult contemporary or pop, it's a staple.
Well, a song that the Fox doesn't play very often either is number 7, the late Whitney Houston with I Will Always Love You. You can make an argument for sure to suggest that that song is powerful no matter what you feel about it. It certainly has made an impression in pop culture. And number 6 is Imagine by John Lennon. A classic that you have to have, I would agree and argue for in any top 10. Another one that I really like, too, that I haven't seen very much is I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye.
As I told you before we started, I'm pretty much a classic rock guy first, but boy, when you start talking about any other genre, looking at Marvin Gaye and R&B, it doesn't get much better than I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
It continues on to the number 4, Bill Haley and the Comets, really sparking a lot of the rock era from 1955. We're going to rock around the clock. Every Breath You Take by the Police. You know, I had it on cassette. I had it on vinyl. I had it on CD. And then I re-downloaded it on MP3. So I have literally owned it in every format through the years that it's come out.
I was in high school and that album came out. You know, those albums that come out when you're that age are more important probably than any other album you're going to hear the rest of your life.
Well, you bring a good point. I think the thing about a station like, for example, the Fox, and the music that we play, there is, and I've said this and I spoke about it before, there is an inherent emotional tie, a bond, if you will, that the music has. You and I are about the same age, so the music that we have the fondness time for is that music of our high school / college years. And whether that is years from the 60s or the 70s or 80s, that music is forever part of our fabric. Songs like I Can't Get No Satisfaction, your number 2 choice, and number 1 in your book, Hey Jude by the Beatles. So many great Beatles songs, and music and list are so subjective, because what I think, what she thinks, what he thinks, or what the 738,000 weekly listeners of the Fox thinks, is just, you never, you, there's no real right answer.
Because I put this list together by compiling lots of lists, I just had to go with the raw numbers. Here's what they told me. If it were up to me,
right,
if I were personally writing my own subjective opinions on it, I can't get no satisfaction as number one. It just personifies rock to me, but
the rock
I'm
riff.
A Beatles guy too, so I'm not going to argue with it.
The iconic rock riff. It is an interesting read. You need to check it out for yourself. You can buy it on Amazon.
And also, if you'll go to davesmusicdatabase.com, you can get it that way.
All right. The top 100 songs of the rock era from 1954 to 1999. Dave Whitaker, my guest. Want to say hi to your son?
Well, sure. Yeah, my son, Evan, he wanted to come into the studio with me. And I said, well, not this time, but maybe another time.
Well, Evan, you keep rocking, brother. And the next time, Dad will bring you down here to the station. And Dave, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me in, Slacker. I appreciate it.